a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 18th of August, 2011. For newcomers, go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com. You'll find hundreds of audios for free download where hopefully you get an understanding of the big system that rules over the world, all interlocked, the big players, the organizations, the foundations, the big banks, the thousands of non-governmental organizations, the lobby government, and the governments are so happy to hear them lobbying because they want to pass the laws that the lobbyists want. That's how it works, you see, in the real world, because the world is guided along a certain path, a pre-stained path, basically, because those in control must make sure they're always in control, and so their children can take over the top positions in the future, and therefore they plan the future. It's quite easy to do if you're at the top, have all the power in the world, big armies, all the banks behind you. It's quite easy to plan the world, and they hire thousands of think tanks specializing on each area of society and how to make it all happen. And so that's what you're going through today, the big shake-up before the next system or part of this new world order comes in. That's all it is. They're upgrading their system. And remember, too, you can buy the books and discs I have for sale at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. From the U.S. to Canada, you can use a personal check or an international postal money order. You can use PayPal to order, use the Nation button on the com site, and it tells you how to do it there. And you can follow it up with an email with name, address, and order. I'll get it out to you. And then those across the rest of the world, you've got MoneyGram, Western Union, and you've got PayPal again. Remember, straight donations are really awfully welcome because the U.S. dollar is plummeting like a stone. And I think that's how it's going to be for a long, long time before they set it at a fairly stable level. But it's going to be much lower than it is even right now as you catch up. Because after all, you see, the U.S. really has got a few jobs to do, a few countries to finish off for their friends abroad. And then once that's done, you'll be bankrupt back home. And they really hit you hard with the austerity, hyperinflation, and so on. That's the way it's planned out to be, because every country down through history has been built up to be used by other people, and then they just leave them collapsing behind them as they move on. It's a very simple thing to follow down through history. In fact, those big countries that arise to be marketing leaders with mercantile trade routes, etc., it's because the people move in with the cash that makes them powerful, and when they move out, they just collapse behind them. So we've watched this over and over and over down through time. It's not hard to do. Money talks, of course, and the whole system has been trained to think of that we can't do anything without their money system. And they're not going to change their money system, it doesn't matter how many crashes they bring on, because they like to plunder countries at least twice a century standard. And why change it? Because they're going to use it again down the road one day. That's why they don't change it. And tonight I'm going to talk about some of the things that are going on across the world. It's mainstream news, of course, most of it. And the things that are happening, too, with inoculations, the eugenical program is rampaging ahead, and some of the history behind it and how old it really is, this whole agenda to do with eugenics and depopulation, and how it's come back to the tongues of those at the top as they prattle on about superior types and inferior types, and how the ones at the bottom are basically the weeded types. You could be weeded out, you see, so that the one quarter of society should go on into the future. It's all back out in the open once more. Never changes, is it? Why change a system when it's been years, a long time, and the public, when they hear these awful things, disbelieve them, no matter which source it comes from, because it does make them feel comfortable, and they've been taught to feel awful comfortable about things, so they can literally deny what they want to deny and go back into the happy land of, you know, prescribed drugs or television, the things that keep them going day to day to get programmed once again. But Elijah started off too with you're very low.
With me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks, we're back. This is Cutting Through the Matrix, and I'm talking about how they're upgrading their system and right into eugenics, etc., as they finish off the last few countries in the world, which had their own cultures, and they'd worked awfully well up till now for them, and they don't have central banks, they don't believe in the usury business, and they've got to be standardized by the U.S., by getting bombed, that is, into compliance. In other words, they eradicate the old system to bring in this new system, which they call revolutionary democracy, that started off with the neocons, and now the neo-dems are finishing off the same agenda. And this article here, though, is about the foreclosures in New York and other places across the states. It's 92% of foreclosures in New York lack proper documents. Banks are booting people out without proof. And it's just amazing, you see, the banks who collapse is all, and who, when they got enough mortgages under their belt, they would sell them off to someone else, and they kept getting sold off. And they lost track of the paper trail on the way. And, of course, it's just a con anyway. There's a staggering amount of bad paperwork in citywide foreclosures, not just New York, but around the country. And it says, that's how many of the foreclosures and banking families in and around New York City had no proof that the creditors had the right to foreclose. In a 3-month investigation, the New York Post, a tabloid owned by Rupert Murdoch, by the way, and usually better known for its salacious headlines than its investigative journalism, it's actually there to hack, phone, and blackmail, that's what it's about, found that nearly all of the foreclosure proceedings banks have attempted to steamroll their way over sometimes outgunned homeowners, putting them out of their homes, even if they don't have the proper documentation that gave them the right to do so. Post went through more than 150 chapter 13 bankruptcy filings from June of last year, pulled a random sample and said, unearthed claims riddled with robo-signers, that's automatic signers, whose sign is to transfer all these things back and forth, suspicious documents and outrageous fees, and in a stunning 37 out of 40 cases, the Post discovered a broken chain of title from the original lender to the company now making the claim against the local family for its home and thousands of dollars in questionable fees. In other words, the bank or mortgage servicer filing the claim failed to prove it had any right at all to make a claim it was owed the debt or that it could be seized the home. And that's not just New Yorkers who are still struggling. 87-year-old Marjorie Gunter of Immokalee, Florida, who has lived her home for 40 years on the verge of losing it through foreclosure by one of West Bank Reuters reported last month, an investigation into the continuing problems with mortgage documents. If they take the house, she told Reuters, reporter Scott C. Powell, they'll take me too. Powell reviewed records in five states, Florida, Massachusetts, New York, North and South Carolina, and pointed out that despite a settlement in March with 40 major loan servicers, banks or other companies that perform the task for such a collective payment from borrowers or filing foreclosures, even if the loan itself had been repaid or packaged and sold, at least five of those servicers had filed questionable paperwork in recent months. Of the five, One West, Bank of America, HSBC, Bank USA, Wells Fargo, and GMAC Mortgage denied wrongdoing to Reuters and said they have revised their practices since 2010's robo-signing scandal. That's what they told you, but it's actually still going on. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's intervention to Bank of America and Bank of New York Mellon settlement is the biggest move yet by a U.S. politician towards holding banks accountable for their unethical dealings. David Dayan at Fire Dog Lake noted, rather than let the banks off the hook and tell them to do the right thing next time, Schneiderman's order details how the banks committed widespread fraud, that's actually his term in the case, against investors and homeowners. Down the road, maybe this leads to a settlement, but it would be an informed settlement which has done the work and documented the fraud, one that would extract the proper amounts and penalties from the offender. And Schneiderman used the state statutes that could easily carry criminal penalties as well. But it won't happen, as you know, because they're too well protected, unfortunately. But that's thievery, you see. That's real thievery. They go on and on and on about the little riots across England and their paltry looting, but were looted by the big boys on international scales with much more horror and fallout because of it. And the government takes care of it for them, protects them. Who are the bigger looters, eh? And another guy was shot in England with tasers and killed. No riots this time, though. I guess he wasn't important enough. He was 27 years of age when the police were called to his apartment. And they kept tasering him and pepper spraying him. And now they've got another stiff, as they say it, on their hands. And he'll just go down the memory hole as well. And it's interesting what this article put up too, cutting through the matrix. They don't go into, should they have used this in the first place, etc. And why can't they just restrain the person? No, they go into there's problems with tasers, and we're having another look at tasers, etc. Well, it's a technical problem, it seems, that they just keep killing people. And it's all about tests, but there's no investigation into why they killed them in the first place. Now, there's an article here too on the new face of psychiatry. It's very important to ensure that psychiatry permeate every educational activity of national life and infiltrate professional and social activities of all people was a global goal that originated with British Brigadier General Dr. John Rawlings Rees in a 1940 speech to the National Council for Mental Hygiene, they called it then. They borrowed that from Germany. He ended it on an ominous note. He says, though our knowledge be incomplete, I think we must imitate the totalitarians and organise some kind of fifth column activity. Canadian colleague Dr. Brock Chisholm chimed in with the sinister comments of his own at the close of the war in 1946 in a speech to the World Federation of Mental Health. He argued for listen to this, freedom from morality, and eventual eradication of right and wrong. Do you think that's maybe happening now, folks? You've been going through it all as you get desensitized and contaminated, and that's where you are today. Eventually, there'll be special groups out there that like to do strange things with bunny rabbits and they probably get grants from the government for doing so. Anyway, it says such traditional upbringing was making children ill. He insisted if the race is to be freed of its crippling burdens of good and evil, it must be psychiatrists who take the original responsibility. Rees and Chisholm had company in political, educational, journalistic, marketing, and military circles, most in songs within interconnected foundations, associations, and research centers, foreign and domestic. They became Rees and Chisholm's enablers. Together, they created Rees' Dream, a controlled psychological environment. Today, the Department of Defense has a new name for it. It's called Perception Management, or PM. And the psychopharmacological industry has hit the jackpot. Ask yourself this: how did people get the impression that parents are non-professionals and therefore basically incompetent to rear their children without help from mental health specialists and child experts? Where did we get the idea that being sad about one's circumstances was a clinical condition to be cured with a drug? Or that feeling overwhelmed was an indication of long-standing anger requiring anger management counseling? Or how about that child with irritating habit of clicking his pen repeatedly or kicking his foot as he sits at his desk or passing notes to classmates when he's supposed to be listening to the teacher? How do people decide that he is, in fact, hyperactive and that he needs treatment to address these annoying behaviors? Well, we learned this information from commercials featuring a household news anchor or sports figure telling us that, by golly, we can beat depression just like I did, by getting psychiatric counseling and drugs. Parenting articles, including those that came in the Sunday paper, poured forth expert advice via articles, advertisements, and editorials, all promoting the notion that people have liquor disease, an attention deficit disorder, anxiety disorders, obsessive compulsive disorders, a reading disorder, and so forth, until, as best-selling author researcher Dave Baldassi put it, in an addendum to his recent thriller, a major untruth was instituted with such speed and ubiquity that it overpowered the rational mind. At this point, no amount of proof to the contrary delivered after the fact seems to make the slightest dent in public perception to the effect that none of what the public heard and read is true at all. That is PM at its finest. So thanks to behavioral scientists and their enablers in the marketing and advertising industries, where psychology is a major course of study. Perception management is now pervasive. John Rawlings Rees, it seems, got his wish. The psychiatry permeate every informational activity of national life. Without firing a shot, a cadre of like-minded interest groups today comprise the elite, acting as a nation's board of directors, so to speak, micromanaging our lives and setting government policy. The mental health industry is that cadre, and we are its chumps, paying hundreds of millions of dollars to support legislation, purchase medications, and rearrange our lifestyles in accordance with the wishes of a select few who are laughing all the way to the bank. And how did they pull it all off? The $64 question is, how, given what the World War II generation went through, the sacrifice, patriotism, and ideas like duty and honor, could a relatively small cast of radicals snooker the entire population? Well, first of all, it wasn't called perception management right away. It came in a kinder and gentler package about changing attitudes. That was a big term they used. The true believers, colleagues of Rees and Chisholm, first seized upon Russian Ivan Pavlov's classic conditioning. They followed that up with German psychologist Kurt Lewin's group, Dynamics, Russian neuropsychologist Alexander Luria's Disorganization of Behavior, and U.S. psychologist B.F. Skinner's Deprivation-Based Operant Conditioning. U.S. social psychologist Elliot Aronson added cognitive dissonance. By the 1990s, Rees' version of a controlled psychological environment had been raised to the level of an art form. But the darker side became known as scientific coercion, a term coined in 1994 by author Christopher Simpson in his watershed historical masterpiece on psychological warfare, Science of Coercion, Communication Research and Psychological Warfare from 1945 to 1960. That's by the University Press, Oxford University Press. By then, the whole story of business had morphed into the engineering of consent for populations home and abroad. Back with more after this break.
Esther. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Through the Matrix, and an article here too. I put all these articles up at cuttingthroughthematrix.com at the end of the broadcast. But this is two guys in England, two young fellows who were a bit drunk at the time, sent out to go on and riot, etc., little messages, and they twittered away. It says two men were jailed for 4 years each, for trying to incite street violence through Facebook. Prime Minister David Cameron defended the sentences handed down to Jordan Blackshaw and Perry Sutcliffe-Keenan, saying they sent out a much-needed tough message. It's so interesting because, you see, the West, and especially the US, has sent in the people to riots and to their color revolutions across Europe, and then into, of course, places like Syria. They're doing it now in Syria and Libya for that. And that was okay. That was okay to be funded through USAID, etc., all these different organizations that really belong to the CIA, and to get them all twittering away, and we even find the guys who run Facebook, etc., were all in on it too. That came out at the meetings when they all got together to work with the government to do this, get them all going, rioting, etc. But if you do it in Britain, it's a naughty thing. It's bad, 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 to end up in prison for 4 years because they didn't authorize that one, you see. They're only authorized the ones abroad at the moment. So that's what you get, 4 years for instigating riots. It says, although no one responded to their online invitation to riot, which the leader said was just a drunken joke, they now face sentences even tougher than many looters. Andrew Nielsen, associate director of the Howard League for Penal Reform, says, our worry is that it's an imbalance. A four-year sentence, for example, would normally be given to someone for grievous bodily harm, for holding someone some forms of sexual assault. So it seems to me that there's a danger that the courts are moving into disproportionate territory that actually devalues a response to more serious crime. The government has encouraged courts to dish out harsh sentences, citing public disturbance as an aggravating factor. It's quite amazing, isn't it? And it says here, too, the British courts are now denying bail to most of the offenders and ignoring all statements of previous good character. Of the 100,277 people charged so far, two-thirds have been remanded in custody. That's way up from last year's rate for serious crime, which is just 10%. So they'll tell you this year the crime's way up and they get more cops. And they always put it in their favour, don't they? They always work. Now, Article 2 is Big Brother. It says 10 new ways that the government will be spying on you and controlling your behaviour. And it says here, as Big Brother goes high-tech, here's a list of pervasive technologies government is using to spy on the public, crush dissent, and control the masses. It says, are you ready for Big Brother 2? If you think that the hundreds of ways that the government watches, monitors, tracks, and controls us now are bad, just wait until you see what's coming. We live in an age when paranoia is running wild as technology continues to develop at an exponential pace. Governments all over the globe are going to discover a multitude of new ways to spy on us and control our behavior. In a world where everyone's a potential terrorist, and that's true, that's what they label everyone as a potential terrorist. You just don't know yet. I mean, you might wake up tomorrow and be really pissed off about something. See? It says we're told that things take liberty, like liberty, freedom, and privacy are luxuries, you see, that we can no longer afford. We can't afford these luxuries. We are assured that if we just allow the government to watch all of us and investigate all of us as someone or somehow, that will keep us all safe. But it isn't just the government that's watching us. We're now being taught to spy on one another and to report any trace of suspicious activity to the government immediately. The entire civilized world is being transformed into one giant prison grid, and many of the new technologies that are now being introduced are going to make things even worse. But the first one is one I mentioned already. Are you ready for electronic skin tattoos? One team of researchers has created an extremely thin, extremely flexible smart skin that will open up a whole new world of possibilities. Wearing skin-mounted electronics might seem like a great deal to the tech geeks, but it also could create a whole lot of new problems. The following is here, an article on a UK paper, so link here, described this new breakthrough. Epidermal electronic system relies on a highly flexible electrical circuit composed of snake-like conducting channels that can bend and stretch without affecting performance. The circuit is about the size of a postage stamp, is thinner than a human hair, and sticks to the skin by natural electrostatic forces rather than glue. Yet this type of technology would be a great way to connect wirelessly to the internet, and it would be helpful for doctors that need to monitor their patients. But the potential for abuse is also there. It's also going to make them nice tattoo shapes, you know, and colours and stuff. They'll take them. That's what they were trained for, putting things through their noses, isn't it? Once this type of technology becomes widespread, governments will be able to monitor the location and activities of their citizens like never before. In addition, this type of technology could one day become mandated by governments. Well, it will be. For example, someday you may be required to have an electronic skin tattoo in order to prove your identity or participate in commerce. And it's not too far of a stretch to imagine that skin-mounted electronics could be used to control large populations. Just remember, if you connect yourself physically to the internet, that means the internet is connected to you. Who's programming you, right? So according to a shocking document obtained by Oath Keepers, the FBI is now instructing store owners to report many new forms of suspicious activity to them. According to the document, and links here for it too, suspicious activity now includes paying with cash or missing a hand or fingers. Maybe you've blown yourself up practicing. Yeah. Strange odors, I guess that's chemicals. Making extreme religious statements. I guess it depends what country you're in. Radical theology. Purchasing weatherproofed ammunition or match containers. That's what you use for camping if you're matches. Or purchasing meals ready to eat. Maybe you're really hungry. Back with more of this after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. What are you thinking? If you're thinking preparedness, be at the next Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, at the Downtown Expo Center. Learn how to grow your garden, drive down energy costs, survive inflation, prepare your home, and much more. Meet KWTO's instructors, Vincent Finelli and Mark Wright. Tickets only $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. Attend John Stadmiller's What's in Store for You and John Moore's Abrupt Climate Change and 35 other seminars at the next Get Prepared Expo. September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, Downtown Expo Center. Talk with pros on surviving, preparing, defending, and thriving. Grammy winner Steve Voss will perform live. Tickets just $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. RBN annual subscribers attend one day free. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi, folks. We're back, and we're talking about some of the things that are coming down the pike. They've had them for a few years, actually. They've tested them all out in Afghanistan and elsewhere. And Iraq, where no one complains when you toast them, this one here does actually toast you. And, of course, you've heard of it before, and this YouTube video is up on it, too, as it tested it. The U.S. military has developed an invisible pain ray that's markedly effective. The following is how a recent article posted in Alternate described the weapon. Sounds like a weapon out of Star Wars called the Active Denial System, or ADS. Sounds like an open-air microwave projecting a focused beam of electromagnetic radiation to heat the skin of its targets to 130 degrees. So you just got those quick open-up rations. You can toast them on your head, I guess. This creates an intolerable burning sensation, forcing those in its path to instinctively flee. A response the Air Force dubs the goodbye effect. Of course, they can actually literally roast you with it. They can cook you. They've done that before in the Middle East. They've cooked whole buses, people buses in them, and they literally are toast. Sadly, this weapon is already being used by American prisons. How long will it be before it's used in the general public? Well, you don't know when the first riots start in America, no doubt, or another group in Britain. And they can be attached, by the way, just mention it here, but they can be attached in helicopters too and do whole crowds. And then number four, be careful about what you pick or put up on Facebook or Twitter, because law enforcement agencies all over the globe are now focusing on social media as never before. For example, the NYPD has just created a special social media unit dedicated to looking for criminals on Facebook and Twitter. And there's five facial recognition technology, which we know, of course, is a lot about. And from the CBC, it says the facial recognition technology is being considered for London's 2012 Games as getting a workout in the wake of Britain's riots. with officers feeding photographs of suspects through Scotland Yard's newly updated face matching program. Facial recognition technology is rapidly going to become part of our everyday lives. I think it is in some countries. In fact, now even Facebook is using it. Well, that's what they created Facebook for. Six smart meters are going into homes all over North America and Europe. The smart meter monitors your home every single minute of every single day, and they transmit very sophisticated data about your personal behavior back to the utility company. That's what they're really for. They're all being used by police all over the United States in drug cases. A smart meter catches you using an unusual amount of energy. There's a good chance that your home will be raided. The European Parliament has set a goal of having smart meters in the homes of 80% of all electricity consumers by the year 2020, and Barack Obama is working very hard to get them into as many American homes as he can. I mentioned that last night, too. You don't have to actually take it. They're supposed to ask you if you want it. If they don't do that, then it's no contract. Number seven, our children are being trained to accept being under surveillance almost constantly. For example, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is spending huge amounts of money to install surveillance cameras in the cafeterias of U.S. public schools so that government control freaks can closely monitor what our children are eating. Are they eating the GM poison or not? Really, that's what it is. Perhaps you, and then they'll test again against your actual test results in class. Perhaps you thought that only Tom Cruise had time to worry about pre-crime. Well, now pre-crime is popping up in the real world too. The Florida State Department of Juvenile Justice has announced that it will begin using analysis software to predict crime by young delinquents and will place potential offenders in specific prevention and education programs. That's great, isn't it? According to the ACLU, state police in Michigan are now using extraction devices to download data from the cell phones of motorists that they pull over. This is taking place even if those pulled over are not accused of doing anything wrong. Well, see, that was the whole thing about the right programs. That was to train you getting to get pulled over for no reason. And you just train you a bit of time along the way and you adapt, you see. The following is how an article on CNET News describes the capabilities of these extraction devices. Devices sold by a company called Cellebrite can download text messages, photos, video, even GPS data from most brands of cell phones. The handheld machines have various interfaces to work with different modems and can even bypass security passwords and access some information. Number 10 is LRAD sound cannons, already being used by law enforcement authorities to disperse large crowds inside the United States. So how much damage can sound do? Well, it turns out that sound can actually do a whole lot of damage. The following is how Alternet describes cruel weapons. Long-range acoustic device, or LRAD, built by American Technology Corporation, focuses and broadcasts sound over ranges of up to hundreds of yards. LRAD has been around for years, but Americans first took notice when police used it in Pittsburgh to ward off protesters at the 2009 G20 summit. It is generally used in two ways, as a megaphone to order protesters to disperse, or, if they disobey, an ear-splitting siren to drive them away. Though LRAD may not be deadly, it can permanently damage hearing, depending on how it's used. By the way, there's many settings to it. It can actually give a very low frequency, and it'll literally burst your eardrums. That's what I'm not seeing in that one. LRAD sound cannons do not discriminate when they're being used to disperse protesters. Any innocent bystanders in the area will be affected as well. If anyone gets too close to LRAD sound cannon while it's in use, permanent damage can result. Small children and the elderly are particularly vulnerable. Sadly, the use of LRAD sound cannons is becoming more common. In fact, they've been used to break up college block parties even. I was going to say too, but by the way, if they turn it to very low frequencies and very powerful ones, they can actually cause hemorrhages in the brain. So what kind of world is it that you want to live in? Do you want your children, grandchildren to live in a world where liberty and freedom are all but forgotten? Well, I'd say they're all but forgotten now with most people, to be honest with you. This world is headed towards a very dark place. These big brother technologies are going to become even more pervasive and even more oppressive. This trend has not stopped now. Someday these technologies will get into some very evil hands, and then all hell will be unleashed. Well, already are in the evil hands, because you have no idea of the rest of the agenda that's to be brought your way. And who's going to stop it? Who is going to stop it? As I say, look at the plundering the banks have done to the people. You have 10 cities now. And they're still plundering people living in homes and kicking them out as they try to work out who really owns the home. And this is way, way beyond a bunch of people rioting in London, in England. Way beyond it. That was nighttime plundering and small-time looting. This is grand-scale plundering and looting. But, of course, the government doesn't see it that way. They back the looters in that case. What does that tell you about the people that you vote in? You never learn, do you? Never learn. We've got a link up tonight too about NAFTA. Lots of links come off of it, and it will update those who are wondering what all the presidents and prime ministers have actually been up to the last few years. And it'll tell you about all the deals they've made with as they bring in all of Latin America and give them lots of your cash as well, by the way, so they can come up, get up and running. And, of course, we know that Venezuela plans to move the reserve funds that it's got. Venezuela plans to transfer billions of dollars in cash reserves from abroad to banks in Russia, China, and Brazil, and tons of gold from European banks to its central bank vaults, according to documents reviewed Tuesday by the Wall Street Journal. The reason they're doing it, by the way, is, you see, the United Nations and other countries, and Obama gave sanctions to this through executive orders, they can steal the bank accounts of those countries they're attacking now, and they're talking about doing the same. Obama just passed one the other day there, an executive order to seize and freeze all the fund, all the outside bank cash for Libya and Syria. So that's how they do it. There's nothing safe from these plunderers, you see. So this Venezuela is moving their reserve funds to somewhere where it's more secure, where they won't be able to just grab your cash. In fact, Holland just seized a lot of the cash from Libya, where they're helping to plunder there because they're setting their jets to bomb people. And they stole a lot of the bank accounts that were outside of the country, and they stole it, and now they've given $100 million or more of that cash to the World Health Organization, who will then give it to the rebels. That's what it says in the article. I'll put that up there tonight as well. And, of course, that'll be machine guns, not hypodermics. The World Health Organization come in after with UNESCO, once they've conquered the countries, to dumb them down, especially the children, with their first batch of massive inoculations. That's a real world we're living in. That's a real world. And I've mentioned, too, about the UN climate models are flawed. It doesn't matter if God himself comes down and tells them they're all wrong, they're not going to change. It's because it's an agenda. It's nothing to do with facts, you see. A good fiction will do just as well to get all the new order in the world and force everybody to comply with austerity and energy taxes and all that. UN climate models are flawed and then grossly exaggerate the warming effects. We've all heard ad nauseum about the so-called greenhouse effect. Even little children can tell you the buildup of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere traps heat by increasing humidity, etc., etc., except that it doesn't, at least to the degree that the UN climate models have been programmed to believe. Instead, as soon as the climate begins to warm, the Earth's atmosphere begins releasing much of this energy into space. It's always been that way. How do we know this? Two University of Alabama scientists, Dr. Roy Spencer, Dr. Danny Braswell, compared 11 years of data from the real world of UN climate model predictions and found the models grossly flawed. The study, rather pointedly called on the misdiagnosis of surface temperature feedbacks from variations in Earth's radiant energy balance, and so I'll link to that too, the whole report, appeared in a peer-reviewed journal called Remote Sensing in late July. It says, and Dr. Spencer stated in a press release that the NASA Terra satellite observation suggests there's much more energy lost out in space during and after warming than the climate models show. There's a huge discrepancy between the data and the forecast that is especially big over the oceans. The new study supports earlier National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, that's the NOAA outfit, and NASA data showing that humidity and cloud cover did not increase the way that the flawed UN computer models predicted. And it goes on and on and on with more links, etc. But it won't change anything because, you see, this is written in stone. And it's like, as good an excuse as any, isn't it? They put everything, all their chips on this to make sure that it goes ahead. This article I mentioned about the Libya and the Netherlands, the Holland, says Netherlands gives £87 million of frozen assets to the World Health Organization. The Dutch government has given €100 million, $87 million in frozen Libyan assets to the World Health Organization to distribute medicine to the Libyan people. It will be medicine. It's going to be, you know, rocket launchers and stuff like that to finish off the job, obviously. You can never trust the United Nations with all these organizations. But anyway, Mr. Bessemer said Dutch Foreign Minister Uri Rosenthal told a press conference reserved for Dutch media he was delighted to offer the money to the UN Health Agency. I want to get a kickback on that one too about you. But anyway, that's the way the world really works, isn't it? And then another another Article 2 on special report, more than 1,000 international scientists dissent over man-made global warming claims, challenge the United Nations IPCC and Al Gore, and it takes you right to their site. More than 1,000 dissenting scientists updates previous 700 scientists report from around the globe have now challenged man-made global warming claims made by the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, that's run by Pachauri, who is an ex, a railway engineer. He's the head of it. And former Vice President Al Gore, this new 2010 321-page Climate Depot special report, updated from the 2000 groundbreaking U.S. Senate report of over 400 scientists who voiced skepticism about the so-called global warming consensus, features the skeptical voices of over 1,000 international scientists, including many current and former United Nations IPCC scientists who have now turned against the UN IPCC. This updated 2010 report includes, it includes a whole bunch of, and you guys too, it's got a whole bunch of names here, famous scientists who have all come out against it. The chorus of skeptical scientific voices grew louder in 2010 as ClimateGate scandal, which involved the upper echelon of the UN IPCC scientists, detonated upon the international climate movements. So it's a complete fraud. Since I view ClimateGate as a science fraud, pure and simple, says noted Princeton physicist Dr. Robert Austin shortly after the scandal broke. ClimateGate prompted UN IPCC scientists to turn on each other. UN IPCC scientist Eduardo Zorita publicly declared that his ClimateGate colleagues, Michael Mann and Phil Jones, should be barred from the IPCC process. They're not credible anymore. Zorita also noted how insular the IPCC science had become by writing these lines. He said basically that that would be the end of his career with them. But just by writing it, it's almost like the Soviet Union, in fact, but it is the Soviet Union techniques they're using, isn't it? You either are totally with them, or you're out, you're against them. And you better go along with the mainstream story or else. Now Sarkozy and Merkel blocked £13 billion tax raid on the UK, on Britain, to save the European cash system, the euro itself. So they're going to use all kinds of techniques to get this cash out of the British, especially value-added tax and Tobin taxes, and etc., 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 as they get plundered once again. The British are very calm people, you know. It's only once in a while they have a little riot, and then they come down heavy-handed on them with law and order on behalf of the establishment. But here we go again as they plunder and plunder and plunder for a European Union that nobody wanted except the elitists, the globalists, you see. And a very good article here is called Adventures in Autism. It says, revisiting James Murdoch, Brian Deere, the Sunday Times, GlaxoSmithKline, and attack on Andrew Wakefield. Dr. Andrew Wakefield came out with the first real studies, independent studies on the effects of vaccines, autism, and other things that happen to children with them. And it's a very good article. And it shows you how Rupert Murdoch, who lambasted, he led the charge against Andrew Wakefield, was tied in with GlaxoSmithKline, the big pharma boys that were making most of the vaccines. And how, it says, one article here is good. Julie Gerberding claims that she never bothered to read the polling case that vaccines can or cannot cause autism, that children with mitochondrial disorders can develop autism-like syndrome from their vaccines. Then upon leaving her post at the CDC, became the head of vaccines for Merck. See, they're all corrupted. You see, they put their own people into the CDC to make the MMR vaccine that damaged Hannah Poling. So they don't even read the articles who come in because they, again, have an agenda. You better find out what the CDC actually is. It's part of the military as well, by the way. And it's public-private in a sense. But the top ones all have uniforms there. And the agenda is to dumb you down and depopulate, etc. That's what it is. And here's Obama. Obama urges Syrian president to step down and impose his harshest sanctions ever. Sanctions is plunder. U.S. President Barack Obama on Thursday, for the first time, explicitly urged Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to step down, imposing the harshest sanctions on the Middle East country to date. Well, what a gall to tell someone else to step down at their country, a different country. In the tough-worded statement released by the White House, Obama said Assad's calls for dialogue and reform have rung hollow. we have consistently said that President Assad must lead a democratic transition or get out of the way. Now, who says you're going to force this elastic democracy across the world? You know, they've broken all the UN treaties that they had, that the guards of the system that the people had in their own country, they would never interfere with it. That's part of the UN charter. But no, what's changed now, you see, you've got to be democratic. You've got the same banking boys in and the same central bank and get any debt with the IMF and all the rest of it. See? So anyway, he's frozen their assets, as I say. A nice character, eh? I was looking earlier to Obama's new radiation-proof bus. It's a big black bus now. It's coated with lead shielding, and all kinds of fancy gadgetry to make sure that if he starts a war, he might survive it. And a few friends of his, that they have much bigger places to go with the bus too, mind you, that will keep them alive for maybe 1,000 years underground. And, well, what if some more articles when I come back from this break?
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products, along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093. 583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. We're back. My name is Matrix, and we'll go to Bob from Texas if he's there. He's been hanging on the line. Hello, Bob.
Yes, Alan, thank you. Real quick, I wanted to thank you for your book suggestion, You Can Trust the Communists. I just got it in, to do exactly as they say.
Yeah.
This is an incredible book. I mean, it talks about social sciences, social euthanasia. I can see this happening. When I see the stripes across the sky, I say, well, this is what's happening to us right now. George Soros is buying a bunch of farmland now, cashing in. And I see the food supplies. We're in an extreme drought here in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
If people wanted to be self-sufficient, it'd be very difficult to be self-sufficient without the natural rains to grow crops.
Yeah.
You know, what do people do with the monies? I heard something on NPR. It talks about, you know, the CDs only, you know, you're only bringing in $80, you know, this sort of thing. But your money is safe. Your money is safe because the federal, it's federally secured. You know, that's the promotion. And then if you, it's like if you pull it all out, well, if you pay things with cash, do you see what I'm saying? It's,
I know.
They've got it sewed up. You know, it's incredible. But this book that you, I mean, you can trust the communists to do exact. I mean, this really is. I mean, this is outlining everything.
It doesn't matter what name they give themselves today, or if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, and use the same techniques with the same duck.
And see, it doesn't matter what flag they use.
No.
Or what, you know. You know, just like you were talking about, the audacity of another country to say, you know, you step down. I mean, Jesus, I mean, who could do that? You know, mind your own business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got business to mind in your own country. And this is amazing. And now you talked about the Serbian thing, you know, and I haven't had time to look at that link,
mm-hmm.
but they're taking a stand against this. I wonder what kind of response is happening with all that.
It's a matter of getting more publicity, but at least the Serbs, you see, who recently signed a few treaties, now they're getting sprayed, see it because they haven't been poisoned with all the injections that we've had.
Yeah.
They haven't been on GM food all the years we have and getting stupider and stupider. They actually are still able to see what's happening.
I've got a friend that had his child is asked to have, you know, shots to get into school.
Yeah.
And they told him, but you know, hey, his baby had all these shots right at the beginning. He wouldn't have to have these boosters until he was 12. Well, you know, he's in kindergarten. Well, and they said he will not be able to go to the school,
mm-hmm.
you know, unless he has these shots. And I said, you know what? Where is the frickin' law that says that he has to have these shots? If I was a father of a young child now, I would be fighting this, but no one's fighting it. So
no one's
they follow it. They go, oh, this is a regulation. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they adapt. They've adapted all their lives, you see, and they don't know they're under tyranny because. Again, in that book, you can trust the communists to tell you the techniques. Yeah.
Yes, it's a kinder and gentler way, is it not?
That's it.
God bless you, man. I love you.
Well, you take care.
Take it easy.
From Hamish, myself, Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me. Your God or your gods go with you.
Gold, ever climbing.